We're holding on Chav Chesem Abeis. We're holding my Braisa, I guess about 12 lines down. Tanya Omer Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Yosi Miyomai Lo Ha'ati, that he took upon himself not to say Edus because he never was confident that he had the full clarity. One time I did, and the one time I did testify, it ended up that they were mala an evid to kahuna based on what I said, which is definitely discouraging him to want to try and do it again. The word says, hello, sechodaitoch. They actually were that a person like Rolos of Yossi should get such a tekala that would happen. Hashta, we find that we have a kalva karmer. If we find Mapahempton shall tzaddikim and a kodesh baruch hu maybe tekala yodom that the person protects not only the tzaddikim but even the animals of the tzaddikim shouldn't do something improper. Tzaddikim atzman lo kolshka, the person should protect the tzaddik from doing something improper. That he should be nichshol, that the eved should go to be other lakun al piv, does not mistaber. Ela bikshu lahalas eved the kun al piv. It almost happens. Okay. So what happens? Chazav ba'asid the Rabbi Yosi. So we said before, there's flux in Rabbi Yosi whether. You can mechal the truma to buy the garment to an eved by himself. So Rabbi Yehuda said you cannot. Rabbi Yossi said you could. And we're explaining that because where Rabbi Yossi lived, they weren't mal lekuna alpi. They weren't mal the kahuna from truma, and therefore giving an eved truma would not constitute any proof that he's a kayet. And be allowed to go to the full status of a kohen. But in Rabbi Yehuda's place, they would. So what happened was that Chazav asked Rabbi Yosi, he saw them giving truma to an eved by the garment in a place which followed the halacha like Rabbi Yosi, and therefore, or they followed the minhag over there that they would not be ma'ala lakuna from truma to kahuna. So there was nothing wrong with giving an eved over there. But the problem was the ba'asid, ba'asid Rabbi Yehuda, when he testified about this fact that they gave him truma in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, which there they were mal of the kahuna from truma. So before they realized the mistake that there were different places, they were going to be mal of an eved, the kahuna. So that's why the every single detail has to be calculated. And that was what he was afraid of. That has to be taken into consideration. So Rashi, what I just said. Achagasina, the Tanya Shein Cholkin Truma LeEved. Rashi is in the second narrow line. Reisha the Braisa. So what was this? What was this referring back to? It's referring back to the following case. Kehenna shenitzar b'vlada b'vlad shivcha. So there was a kehenna who gave birth, and her shivcha, so shivcha of the family of kahanim, also gave birth, a shivcha kananis, and the two children got confused. They were not sure which one is the eved, which one is the master. So now they've grown up. So shteim yotzim legarin v'net lechelik echod. They can go to the threshing place, so they can get a portion together. Shein cholkin truma le'eved elon ken rabbi imoy. You can't give a portion to an eved unless the master is with him. Hilchaki also chad minayu lo begin le. If only one of the two goes, we can't give him a portion. Dama osi lachzuke bekayin. By giving him a portion, we might allow him to come get a status of a kohen. But the truth is, he's really an eved. The Gemara says they're not arguing. They were malakuna from Chuma, Shemachin Cholk, Amrain Cholk. Okay, apparently the Tzaddikim is Chumash Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, Makol Shechtim. The Gemara says that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, not only was he careful never to eat something was not Mu'usr, he never would feed his animals something which is not Mu'usr. At one time, it tried to feed the animal something which is not Mu'usr, and the animal wouldn't eat it. The Zatosis over here sends you to take a look at a different place. And there's a few places in Shas which says that we do find that we're people who did things wrong. They made a mistake, etc. So Tosha says that this is only referring to in Yanim of Achila, that a tzaddik should imbibe something which is halachically usher to eat, etc. That's a tremendous ganai. So all of the cases, the Gemara refers to traces of Achila. Applying it over here to our Gemara, where the Gemara's issue over here is that he would create a status of a kohen and allowing marriage to happen. So Tosfos grapples with, according to his rule, why would this case be under that umbrella? Because he was machshel something. His avera was the avera of lifteiver or whatever avera he would have, the type of avera. He was machshel somebody in doing an isser avera, whatever it might be, but. So you have to compare that. That's comparable to being mashed with somebody in air was comparable to a chiva. So what happens?
It still has ramifications for truma.
Well, every kohen can eat truma.
No, but assuming that it becomes free.
I don't think the chashash over here was that the person would continue, would knowingly know after he was freed that he would take chumma. I don't think that was the concern. But my problem is even if that would be true, his ish he wasn't oichel. Tosha says that it's a dover. Maguna that a tzaddik should be eating, imbibing food which is also to eat. Over here, he's not eating it; he's being machshel. Zok Rashi chazav asher the Rabbi Yosi shechokel l'tshuma begarin. In where Rabbi Yosi lived, they would not be mala the kahuna based on the fact the person got shuma. So giving an eved shuma wasn't the problem. So Rabbi Yossi saw this in Rabbi Yossi's place. There they wouldn't give. So if a person got chuma, it must be he was a kohen. Okay. So the katan can be made that this is the base of pras. My time of base of pras is the rabbanon. So based on process it didn't only didn't rabbanon. Therefore we're makele to rely on a person who's an adult testifying what were the limits of where the based on process was, because the whole thing is chashash rabbanon. He saw it as a katan. He's testifying as an adult what he saw as a katan. So normally we would not accept that, but since it's only derabanan, we're going to accept the damar of Yehuda Meshmul. We find other kulas which we institute in regards to Beis HaPras. The Beis HaPras is that we have somebody buried in a field, and somebody went and plowed the field. The concern being that the plow grabbed some bones from the skeleton of the person who passed away and then moved it across the field, and now somebody walks in the field, he's going to come tameh from the bone. Now the tumah of bones The tumas meister. There are three tumas with tumas meister. There's maga, touching something with mace or part of the mace. There's masa, which will be moving it. And there's oil, being together in an oil with the mace, or being mild over the mace. A person acting as an oil over the mace. So a person walk over a mace and become tame. Regards the bones, the din of oil is only applies to if there's a rebat samus, there's a quarter of a kav of bones, or there's a skull, or there's the shedra, the whole spine is intact. All this is just a spine, but the spine is intact, or Rav minion of a very small child. Rav minion of the bones is 248 bones, so 125 bones. Or Rav binion, if the majority of the bones which create the support of the person, all of those are matama ba'oil. But less than, if it's not that, it's not matama ba'oil, but it's matama b'mago b'masa, and the shear for that is the size of a kasara, the size of a barley corn, etzim kasara, so that's very small. So there's a possibility over here that an etzim kasara was moved across the field. We're not worried about that Rabbi Batzom is taken across the field. So the chashash over here is not oil. We're not worried about the person walking over and being matamet. What we're worried about, as the person walks, if he steps where the etzim is, the small piece of etzim, that's the concern. That would chip away a small piece of etzim and take it across the field. If he moves the etzem, that's masa. He's causing it to be, it's a kumah to be making, being carried. So he'll become tame. So we're going to have some, a kula number one is the mehuda mishmul mitepeach on the base of prasim herlich, that a person can walk slowly and blow away the dirt in front of him, assuming that any etzem which is there would be blown away as well. So even though he's moving it through the air, that's not considered. There was no direct connection between him and the etzem. So then when he steps there, he didn't step on any etzem. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Barami Omer Mishmei, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer Besaprasha Nidosh is tor. It's been stepped through many, many times. It's tor. My time at Yepshir Le'etzem Kesara Shlo Nidosh Beregel, that we can assume that it's been stepped through many times. If there was an etzim kasara, it would have, at that point in time, it would have already been pushed away, etc. So we're not worried about it. So similarly, we're going to allow us, this person who witnessed this as a cotton, to say that he knows this is where the basic process ended. This is where, as far as they, you know, they realized the person was plowing and they stopped him. So that's as far as the basic process goes. It's only as far as he plowed. Or the Mishnah says that even if we didn't stop him, we assume that even if there had been a bone, after a certain amount of time, it would have rolled off the plow. Because of the Mishnah, we assume that the shear is 50 amas. Beyond 50 amas, we're not worried about the plowing. Sakrashi. Besapras. The Kharish is a kever. Reza oisa besapras. A person who plows through a kever makes the field a place, a bias, base, a pras of a piece. Mea amma, the shear is mea amma, 50 amas in each direction. Shekach shiru shehamachresha molechus is a tzomus amaze. That's as far as we can assume that the machresha, the plow, will take a piece of bone with it. Vidilma noga his it now. We're concerned that maybe somebody will touch or move. I'm a halach boy. A person who's walking through the field, es etzem kasara, a piece of etzem the size of a barley corn, shemitama b'mago b'masa. So Shmuel said a kula min peach odem beis apras, b'samech alkach, he can rely on the fact, shem yesh etzem, if there be a bone, he would by blowing away the dirt, ra'eu, he would have seen it. V'alva gav the mayo, as he's looking for it, he's blowing, he might be mile over the etzim. L'chashin, it's not a concern. Shein etzim kasar matama b'oil. The size of an etzim kasar doesn't create tumas oil. Adika shidra gagarlis shlema. You have to have the shedra or the full gagarlis, the full skull. A rav binyan. or a regular tzamis. Shenidish, I just got a shayla. A person was a kohen, had a, there's a minyan next door to where he works, which is a dental school. And so the question was that they have skulls there. They do the training for dental school, they have a skull, so is he allowed to go to Mincha there? So trying to move our, if it's not a full skull, if it's just a jaw, the upper and lower jaw would not be a problem. It has to be the full skull. So they're trying to be mavar exactly what they have over there. The answer, if there would be, the answer is no. He can't go to Mincha there. Mishnidish disha rabba beraglayim harbi. It's been stepped through a lot. Sator d'tlinin l'kula v'mina kol atzamash nichtasu l'pachas mikashir. They would have been ground to a smaller size. I think Rashi says one place that maybe they would have been pushed away. Relying on these logics, it has to be told in the Issa d'Rabbanan. It's a commentary on the possibility of the depth of burial, yeah. This is the Pech Adam Esapras. The Mishnah says that we only rely on this lechatchila for a situation where a person would need to bring a korban pesach, etc. We need it, and the only way we can get there is through the field. So we rely on that. We don't rely on lechatchila. But yeah, but if he did do it, and he touched tuma, we rely on it that it's torah. So he can testify as a gadol what he saw as a katan, that they used to go a certain distance and stop there. They didn't tchum as Rabbanon, so they relied on him, and the Rabbanon, they could accept this testimony. So the Gemara of that this person had the rights of the right to pass through a certain area. He had bought those rights. That I know that they said a hesper for so and so over here testifying that he passed away. My time is, so why are these not acceptable? So to be mochi moment, we can't use the testimony of a cotton to be mochi moment. I'm going to miss it. Was it going to be momentous? It should be Rusha. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know. Turn on Bonan. Neman and Tinak Larmer, Kach Armali Abba. The child is Neman to say that he heard from his father, the father told him the following. Mishpacha zu tahara, mishpacha zu tamei. So Morris says, what does tahara and tamei mean? Tahara and tamei. So the issue is that they're tamei, they're torah, and that's, they became tamei. They touched something. They're matara now. Like, what does it mean, tamei and torah? Ela mishpacha zu kshera, mishpacha zu psula. This is a family which is that their yichus is kosher. It's a family which they're psula. There's somebody, some type of psulmus in the family. You can't marry into them. Okay. We ate by the ktsotza of Bas Ploini Leploini. The more I explain what ktsotza is. Shinul nichem chal matanis Leploini koyin. We used to take and deliver the hafrashas chal or the matanis, which is the portions you would take off of the animal. Give it to the Kayan, to so and so was a Kayan. Ayale Atzmoy. If the child, the person saying that I was a child was the one who took it, not if he says that my father delivered it with somebody else, because maybe he doesn't remember the details. But if they testified, a ger would testify what he saw as a non-Jew, or an Eved, a freed Eved would testify what he saw as an Eved, that would not be believed. Even though a person who's a Gala could testify what he saw as a Katan. They are believed. So Morris says, Rebbe Yochanan ben Baraka, who's saying we do accept the testimony, what's he going back on? Ilay Masev is going back on the last case of Hukam Amarno. You can't be much in Mammon with such an Adis. Ella Aresha. V'chulam im hoyo abit kuchob min iskayer. Eber min ishtachar ein nemonim. Testify as a ger what he saw as a non-Jew. Or as a freed slave, what he saw as an Eved. That doesn't work. And that, Rebbe Yochanan ben Baraka, ben nemonim. Okay. Or says, Ma'akim eflugi. If you can accept what a person says as a gadol, what he saw as a katan, which means he was not kosher to see the Eidus, and it works, so why can't we accept what a ger says, what he saw as a non-Jew? Says, Hanagamah, so rekim and abichachamim hu loy havadayik. Our concern is that he did not see it, he wasn't precise, he wasn't necessarily familiar with all the halachas or all the concepts to say that this is what he saw. If he's telling us that as a ger what he saw, he must have felt that this was something which he was familiar with when he saw it, which would come from the fact that he was planted in Megayer. So therefore, we can assume that his testimony is precise. Okay. Whereas in my kitzotza, what is this kitzotza? The Torah Rabbanan. Kesed kitzotza. Echemin achan shenosa isha sheno hagenesloi. If one of the members of the family married somebody he was not supposed to marry. A boy in b'nei mishpacha, so the family would come. Mavien chavis meleya peris. They would take this container with this produce in it. They'd break it in the public. They married somebody. A member of the family married somebody improper. Okay, so we're concerned that that action will then impinge the rest of the mishpacha. Dugma, come and take something as a reminder. The darshal yisarim zarim bizareinu, mizayik sasha shatinuk neman lohayrola. So they would do this public action to show that they're not going to accept what that member of the family did, and not going to allow him to. Then they're not going to cover up, and then let's put this offspring of that family then marry back into the family because they want to cover up for it, etc. They're going to clearly distance himself from his action, and the rest of the family will remain with its kashrus, its yichus of kashrus. Zakrashi. Nematinik lahoyer begadol masha rabba katan. He's believed to say what he saw as a katan, even now he's a gadol. Tamei taras chodaytuch matuma v'tar yeshlam rabba mishpachos. What does it mean tuma tar by mishpachos? It means kosher and posel. So you can testify by Ksotza, the coming of Farish Law, Shabbas Pliny, the Pliny, Kishanasa Pliny, is Bas Pliny. So when Pliny married Bas Pliny, which he shouldn't have, they'd make this Ksotza and distance himself from the action. Shinam Alechem Ayere. I would deliver Chala and Matonis. Ayere Atzma, Im Kach, Hoya Atinik, Ayere, Ayodi, Hoya Abashalech, Chala and Matonis. If he says, I was the one who delivered it, then he's believed. If He testifies as a ger what he saw as a non-Jew, that he would not be believed. Duma ois v'simen zikaron l'doros aboyim. So they make some type of a public statement that would be remembered that they're not accepting what has happened. What he did. No. And again, well, the question over here is it would create a psul, an ongoing psul. That's an hagedus, means it's something which is not proper for him to marry. It would create an ongoing psul. That's the point. Most of them would. If depending on, if it's a kayin, you know, it's one thing. If it's not non-kayin, you can have a marriage which doesn't create an ongoing psul.
Doesn't create
so creates chalalus, or you saw marries a mamzeris. Masik rishosa doesn't, you saw masik rishosa doesn't create any psulim on the children. Right, so what? No, I'm saying it's all around. Enogetus means that somebody would not be proper for him because it would create an ongoing psul. As opposed to usur. He married a master grusha, so he sells master grusha, so he takes back his grusha. So there's no need to do this because the children don't have any. There's no status in the children which we're concerned about. Okay. Hadun aloch ishish nisar malo. So the Mishnah. So the Torah gave a kanas that if a person's ma'anas a psula. So he has to pay the father 50 kesef, and it applies only to up to the age of naris. So a woman goes through three stages in her life: katnus, up to the age of 12 in one day; naris, which continues another 6 months; then bagrus, when woman becomes a megaris, she comes reaches full, not full, but at least she has physical maturity. She's called the begaris. So the halacha of the Torah says that this kanas applies to a non-married psula who's a nara. We'll see a machlokes between the chamim and her mayor. It applies to a katana. Now the question is, if there is an avera involved in the maisa bia, besides that the woman is usher to him, does it generate a din of kanas? So now she has kanas, a bala mamzeris, a bala nasina, a bala kusis. If the person, even though the girl is a mamzeris, so there's a lav over here. There's still chiyuv kanas, and the more is going to deal with the more we'll deal with the issue of kim leberabine. What happened to the fact that he's chayv malchus? Why doesn't that relieve him from the chiyuv kanas? But the point, the condition of even this woman is a psula, pisula, but since she's a bisula, and she's an ara, she will get a kanas. Okay, well, nasina, well, kusis. So who's the nasina? Nasina were the givonim, which. We're from the Zion Amimim, and they came to be through trickery. They got a promise from Yeshua not to be destroyed, but they're from the Zion Amimim, from the Canaanim. They're appointed to be, they're placed literally in the scene. They're placed to be the Shavi Mai Mechet Beitzim, the water drawers and the wood choppers. And so that's their job that they're given. That's called, referred to as Sina. But their Isser is an Isser of Zayin Amimim. Tosis deals with, which we have discussed over there in Yavamis, are we going like the opinion which holds that even after Geiris it's still Isser, or the concern over here there wasn't a Geiris? So if there's a Chiv Kanas, you have to assume that they're Jewish. There's no Chiv Kanas. Balakusis is the next one. If they're not Jewish, so there's no kanas. So why, by kusis, is there a kanas? the Kusas were the Shamronim, and there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether their Geiris was a valid Geiris, and our Tana told them that their Geiris was a valid Geiris. They Sancheirib, when he took away the Seres HaShvatim, he brought people from the Kush and he placed, put them up in the north part of Yisrael, and they were over there with Zorah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sent lions to attack them, and they were Megayer under that duress. So the Moris Machlok is whether Gary Emes or Gary Arroyers. They truly did it, or they only did it under the pressure of the Gary Arroyers. So Rashi says that they were Gary Arroyers, and Tosfos is going to say they can't be because there's no Chiyuv Kanas. Tosfos all Akusis. But somebody who's not Jewish, there's no Kanas for sure. Okay. That's the Kiddush of the first three. Now, the Kiddush of the next three is she has to be a Psula. So, are we concerned of a problem, issue of being a Psula under the following circumstances? Abola Giyaris, this girl has become a Giyaris, Abola Shvuya, or she had been taken captive and she'd been redeemed. Well, a shifcha, or a freed shifcha, she niftu, she niskaru, she nishtachru, chusas mevidoi sholosh shanim yamechad. But this story took place under the age of three. So even if they had been taken advantage of in those circumstances, their psulim would return. They grow back if the damage took place before the age of three. So they're considered a psula still. Okay. Now, the last set of cases in the Mishnah is a case where there's no psul involved in the people. They don't have a issue of being a creating psulim, etc. But there's a lav involved. These are all cases which are chayiv koris, but there's no chayiv misa bezdin. Chayiv koris also creates a din malchus. The more is going to deal with that. Bala chosay, person would have bia with his sister. Bala chosobi, bala chosimoy, her father's sister, her mother's sister. Bala chosishtoy, his wife's sister. Bala chosachiv, or a woman who had been married to the brother. Bala chosachi aviv, or woman married to the father's brother. Well, neither a woman is a nida. Yeshem kanas al b'shehem b'koris, ain't b'hem Mrs. Bezdin. Even though they have a chiyuv koris, there's no Mrs. Bezdin. Okay. Let's hold it here.